Blog Talk
Sorry,
Radio.
I didn't touch that.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform, Apple Music, iTunes, Google Playlists, and Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to these featured guests at your leisure. And we have a fantastic guest for you tonight. He hails from Emporia State, the Hornets' first team defensive back in the MIAA. It's none other than Lawson Holbert. Lawson, welcome to the program. You had a habit for making interceptions this past season. Is that fair enough to say?
Yeah, that's a pretty fair assumption.
So I'm curious. I mean, going back to the Pop Warner Pee-wee days, I mean, were you always a better athlete than most of the other kids on the field?
I wouldn't say I was always, like, as gifted as other guys, but I definitely – just with my dad, he always instilled in me just saying that you're not always going to be as gifted as everybody else, but if you work harder than everybody else, then that's definitely going to show. And I played running back for most of my Pee Wee years, and then eighth grade, I think it was, that's when I moved to DB corner, and I've been playing that ever since.
And you've been playing it extremely well. So kind of take us through, I mean, how does a guy like you kind of get overlooked coming out of college or out of high school? I mean, were you a little bit undersized? Maybe your grades weren't there because, I mean, your frame is legit NFL frame and your ability is a legit NFL ability.
Yeah, it's funny because I definitely was underlooked just because I think most of the reason I grew up all over the place, like all over the Midwest. Was born in Topeka, moved from Lawrence area to Minnesota to Nebraska. And Nebraska is actually where I started high school at Millard West. But the end of my junior year is when I moved back to Kansas City. So I think I went to Blue Valley. But I think that definitely had some effect on that, just moving around a bunch. And then I was definitely undersized coming out of high school as well. I didn't start to fill out until probably my first spring at Hutchinson Community College.
Wow, that's what I'm curious. I mean, I know you had the JUCO route before you arrived at Emporia, so I'm curious, what were you back then? And I guess, you know, coming out of high school, what was your size and what's your size now?
Let's say 180. I was definitely 185, but I was like 6 foot, 185. Played corner coming out of high school. Played corner my first year at Hutch at that size, and I knew just playing in that Jayhawk conference that if I wanted to have any success, that I needed to get bigger. And luckily, I wasn't all the way done growing yet, so I gained like another inch. So I'm like 6'1¼" now, 6'1½". Got to take what I can get. But I started noticing, like, just eating the cafeteria food and everything, that I was definitely starting to put on weight. So, I was like, well, if I'm starting to put on weight, I might as well make sure it's good weight. So then I started really, hitting the weights.
Nice. So what's your weight now?
205.
Wow. And that's all muscle, man. You really packed it on, and you move so well with it. I think that's the most impressive thing. I mean, the way you're kind of able to kind of do your thing in the secondary, and, great – I think you have great cover, recovery and speed and whatnot, but we'll get into that. Once again, Lawson Holbert, the standout from Emporia State, kind enough to join us here on the C2P talking a little 2020 NFL draft. For you, kind of take us through this process. I mean, so you started the JUCO route, you end up at Emporia State, and you have a fabulous career. I mean, and the Hornets are a fantastic team as well, so you enjoyed success as a team. When do you kind of get the sense, Lawson, that, you know, what you're doing on a Saturday afternoon will possibly allow you to make a living in the National Football League?
You know, it's funny because, I mean, I always thought about it, like, wanting to play, because, I mean, that's every guy's dream is to keep playing. You don't play it to – like, you play it because you love it, but there's also the sense of you wanting to continue on. But, I mean, I don't think it got real for me until probably about midway through the season that I was like, if I continue like this, I'm actually going to have a shot. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
no,
I definitely tried. Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine. Go ahead. No, we're listening.
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely tried not to think about it too much because I knew if I got in my head, then that would definitely affect how I played. And I just wanted to use every opportunity that I got to just enjoy my last season as a college football player.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure it goes by quick. I mean, all the other gentlemen that come on the program, they usually share the same sentiments that, you know, in a blink of an eye, you know, they were that wide-eyed freshman in the corner of the locker room, and now that, you know, they're the guy giving the rah-rah speech. I mean, you kind of share the same theory, I guess?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. It's definitely cool to see that growth, like, within myself, just from that first college moment where you're getting rocked, and then now you're transitioning and just laying, giving other people like those freshman experience too, I think is really cool.
You've seen it. I mean, it is a great atmosphere and to kind of be part of it. And then obviously, you know, progress your game and be in this platform is fantastic. We always want to know, like, you know, the nooks and crannies of what makes you the guy you are. I mean, if you're in the film room with these scouts and you're breaking down tape with them, what do you think they're going to love about what you bring to the DB position?
Like you said, my size and just how well I move with it. And then definitely my ability to make the play. I feel as though I have good spatial awareness and just I try and know where the ball's at all times along with my assignment. And I just think my capability of being around the ball definitely gives me an advantage.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, how much did this past season was maybe film study? I mean, sure, it had to be a little bit of everything, film study, instincts. I mean, but the rack up 7 interceptions, I mean, a lot of things you had to do right to make it happen. I mean, kind of take us through some of the preparation that maybe coaxed some of these quarterbacks into making these mistakes.
Oh, I definitely just I'll look at the basic stuff, like the QB's drop, his shoulder, everything like that. I definitely think it was the biggest thing when studying quarterbacks was definitely their shoulder for me. And then as far as receivers, knowing where they like to break off their routes at, and every guy is different. Is he disciplined? Is he breaking it where he's supposed to, or does he like to cheat certain routes shorter than others? I definitely think that helped me along the way.
Was any one of these last 7 interceptions, I mean, before the snap, did you almost know the ball was coming to you? Or, I mean, were all of them like that, or was there one where you were kind of, if you could have paused time and bet heavy money on this play was coming towards you just because of preparation?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The second to last one against UCO towards the, I believe it was towards the end of the game. Or no, it would have been my last one at the very end of the game. I knew that they were probably going to want to take a shot, and they liked the post and they liked the vertical. And I saw who was – I'm not certain on the number, but I saw who was lining up across from me. I knew that was their guy, and that he broke his post a little skinnier than most. So I just dropped back, and I sat, and they were on their – I believe they were on their third quarterback. So I was betting on his – inexperience, if you will, and sure enough, he threw it essentially right to me.
I love it, Lawson. I mean, I, for as the host, that's I mean, I have to be a little bit selfish sometimes. I mean, that's my favorite question to ask because you know, we watch all these games on a Saturday, or even you're watching the National Football League on Sunday, but, you know, like you sometimes you just think, oh, somebody made a mistake. But, you know, we don't know the intricate preparation that you guys do throughout the week, and you knew the nuances and the cadences and everything going on to make that play. And, you know, if you're in the stands, you're like, oh, you know, the quarterbacks are, you know, but, you know, but or he got lucky. But,
yeah.
You know, there's work involved, and I love when you can share it with us. Does anything go unnoticed? Maybe the defense you ran? I mean, you had, what, 72 tackles? I mean, you almost led the team in tackles. You had 7 interceptions. I mean, so you're all over the place. But, I mean, is there anything? I mean, you already said you're in the weight room crushing it. I mean, team captain, we already know you're a film junkie. I guess what do these scouts need to know that's another big bonus for them to bring you on the 53-man roster?
I think you kind of said it all. I'm a team guy. I love having my nose in the playbook. I've been through, I can't even remember how many different defenses, because we ran a different one when I first got to Emporia State. I played corner. I played that nickel position last year, and now I play safety, strong and free. And we also had that rover position as well that I knew.
Yeah.
Definitely say I'm a multi-tool. I can fit in any of those facets in the back end.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Lawson Holbert, the standout from Emporia State, first team in the conference, majoring in psychology, a fantastic prospect at this next level. And again, excited that he shared some of his time with us. Lawson, before we let you go, we call it three and out. There are a few off-the-wall questions. Are you ready to take a shot with some of these?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right. Now, this one, we'll get started with this one. Coach Higgins, the head coach there at Emporia State, does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
One of our S-backs, Case Cochran, he always did it around us in the locker room, and it's pretty good. But then I think the best part was Coach Higgins, like after every practice, he'll have his ending words and everything like that, letting us know what's going on. And he actually had Case run the tips and reminders in his impression, so that was pretty awesome.
that's awesome. I love it. That's a great way to do it. So there's obviously some fun and camaraderie and within the team. Is that fair enough to say?
Oh yeah, most definitely. That's the main reason I chose Emporia State, is because coming out of JUCO, everybody is out to get their own, and I definitely just wanted a place where I could spend my last 2 years in a family atmosphere and get to know guys more.
Nice. And hey, any of you good recruits out there, Lawson just gave the school a big bump right there. So if you're looking for a place that it's not about just the X's and O's, but more about the camaraderie and succeeding. He gave it a great plug. Awesome stuff. How about this one? Leading up to Saturday, could be Friday night, is there any pregame rituals that Lawson Holbert has to do?
Nothing crazy, but I have to get I go to the same gas station. I get the – it doesn't have to be the same gas station, but I get the same candy the night before. The Airhead strips, I gotta have them.
Well, I tell you what, right now, if you make it big, we already got your first endorsement deal, man.
There we go.
You could be the Marshawn Lynch. You could be the Marshawn Lynch of the Airstrips candy. And then the final question for you, Lawson. I think this is the question you gentlemen enjoy answering the most. I think it's also the question you guys put the most thought into. We always tally up the names right before the draft, and we announce how many dinner dates this particular person received and if they were the most. But with that said, if you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
Well, I'm a taken man, so.
How about this? Who would your significant other take? Who would she take?
Oh, she would take either The Rock or Jason Momoa. I already know that.
You know what's funny is my wife calls me the Lego size Jason Momoa because I'm like 5'2" and I have long hair and a beard. And so, I mean, I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult that I'm the Lego size.
Hey, I take it as a compliment, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, but there's still – besides just the actual size, there, I mean, yeah, I'm not buffed out like him either. But I guess, you know, we'll take – well, hey, at least we got to know her dinner dates. And that, and so she can't scorch you on nothing. Fair enough?
Yeah, there we go. We'll go with that.
And you'll get bonus points because you knew who they were.
Yeah, exactly, right? The brownie points. It's all about those.
Yeah. That's it, man. Lawson, we took care of you, man, because you took care of us. Hey, man, fabulous career. I mean, you really maximized every opportunity you had, and that's why you're where you're at, man. So keep grinding. Keep doing what you're doing. And we always like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
Yes, most definitely. Thank you guys for having me so much.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Lawson Holbert, the Emporia State standout. Kind enough to join us here on the show. Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. And Google, all opportunities to download and listen to these shows at your leisure, and we'll be pumping this out on social media as well. Again, this is a really solid, legit guy prospect. You guys love listening in. We love sharing them with you. And I know everybody wants to find that diamond in the rough, that sneaky guy that you don't know now that you're going to know later on. This is definitely one of the guys to circle. I don't think we're going to hear the last from him. He's definitely going to be an impact maker as these rookie camps and the draft rolls around. Again, Lawson Holbert, the standout from Emporia State here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.